a little bit on the inyan of Sfiris Oimer Bizman Azeh, if it's a deraisa or it's a derabbanan. Today that we don't have an Oimer, and we don't have a Shtei Alechem, and the Pasuk says, Miyoim Aviyachem is Oimer Atnufa, Ad Aviyachem is Korban Elokechem. So today that we don't have Miyoim Aviyachem is Oimer Atnufa, and we don't have Ad Aviyachem is Korban Elokechem, does that make that Tfiris Oimer Bizman Azeh is only a Zecher LeMikdash? Or still, Sfir Soim of Bizman Azeh is a deraisa? So the Ran in the end of Psachim brings that it's a machloikas Roiva Mefarshim and the Rambam. Roiva Mefarshim, based on a Gemara Samach Vavim Menachas, that the Gemara says that Me'ikar Adin you should count the days and the weeks. Mitzvah Lemimni Yoimi, or Mitzvah Lemimni Shvui. Because there's two psukim, chamishim yoim and shiva shavuos. So memeil sfiras oimer you do sai weeks, and sai days. But then there's a man the yom and the gemara that Abaya, Ravashi was money, a meimar was money yoimi and he was loy money shvui. He only counted days and he didn't count weeks. Aye, it's a pasuk. Omar, so he said, Zecher LeMikdashu. The whole sphere of Bizman Azeh is only Zecher LeMikdash. And since it's only Zecher LeMikdash, it's fine if you count days without counting weeks. And Rashi explains, Hai min yona, the hashta lav chayvu, the leka oime. It's only Zecher LeMikdash ba'alma. Hilchach b'yoyim yisagi. It's enough with days alone. So the Santa Zach, that Zecher LeMikdash wouldn't have needed the mitzvah done properly. You could have done the mitzvah differently because it's Zeichel Mikdash B'Yalma. There's other Zeichel Mikdash could be that's different. The Mashal, we take the Lulav, the Medina called Zion. Lulav is Midaraisa Lekachtem Lochem Bayoim Arishayim. And Mikvulin, it's only by Yom Arisha. And Mikdash, it's Usmachtem Lefnei Hashem Alekechem Shivas Yomim. Afapikain, the Mishnah teaches us in Sukkah and other places that Zechel Mikdash you take with Medina called Zion. That's the same place that says that there's a din, that's a din Zechel Mikdash. There we don't find that the Zeichel HaMikdash has different, more lenient halachas. The Zalba Esrig and Lulav that you need in Mikdash for Kol Zion, you need a Medina for Kol Zion. The Teretz says it's Lav Davke that Zeichel HaMikdash Ba'alma is the same thing as Zeichel HaMikdash. Zeichel HaMikdash Ba'alma means where anyhow you don't have the Ikka Mitzvah, the Chetz of the Mitzvah. Because the Chetz of Mitzvah is Firas HaOymen. Counting from the Oimer. If there's a Leka Oimer, you don't have Sfira Sa Oimer. So you have a Sfira that's a Zeichet to Sfira Sa Oimer. So a Sfira Zeichet to Sfira Sa Oimer. So you could have it, Ameima says you could have it even in a different surah, Yoimi Baloi Shvui. When we're Noitel Alulav B'Mikdash, B'Medina, Kol Shiva Zeichel B'Mikdash, at the end of the day, Lulav b'Mikdash, Lulav b'Medina is not a different Lulav. It's only a Makkah. Fnei Hashem l'Kechem, the Torah was Mechayev a Lulav Zion. Not with Fnei Hashem l'Kechem, the Torah was only Mechayev a Lulav one day. Come in the Chachamim, the Torah Zecher, and they told you to do Lulav even Zion Yom. Obviously, the Zelba Lulav. So a Mela wouldn't change the Halachas. Stav Shtein in the notes from the Talmidim of the Brisker Rav HaMenachas, that Shechayanu, the Balamor says you don't say Shechayanu as Sfiras HaOimer, because Shechayanu was a mitzvah based on Zechel HaMikdash, which is a painful mitzvah, which is to remember the bias that we don't have, and about it's a painful mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah shal simcha, so you don't say shechiyanu. And after became the halacha is that if you didn't make shechiyanu on a lulav the first day Yom Tif, you make a lulav kol zayin, even kalamoyed you make shechiyanu. We only do it zeichel amikdash. Abstain from the brisker rav, as this vote that we just saying, that's zeichel amikdash ba'alma. You don't really have any heftzah shal mitzvah. It's not tzviras ha'oimah. It's a zeichel of tzviras ha'oimah. And you're doing it to be maskeh the mikdash. Then the Gemara brings tziyon doyrish eina mechlal the boy drisha. It's a psalmian of doyrish l'tziyon. You don't make shechiyanu. It's like it's a painful mitzvah. But lulav because zayin, you're doing lulav. Be'etzem in the raisa, you shouldn't be doing lulav. Favos, because you don't have a mikdash. Al zeichel a mikdash, they were mamshach the mitzvah lulav even without a mikdash. But you're doing lulav. Lulav, you could do a shechiyanu. I think the Biskirov says that's why in Sfira Sa'imer we add Aracham Anu Yazalonu Savoida because Ha'anam Adbei Mitzvah, it's just not my mitzvah. Volt Sfira given Hein Sfira, Volt Menish Gidab Tzulig in Aracham Anu. Nobody like says Aracham Anu when he takes a lulav the 7 days of Sukkot. The terrorist is because he's doing lulav. Of a Sfira Sa'imer today is not Sfira Sa'imer because there's no Aimer. What kind of Sfira Sa'imer? Teretz is it's a zeichel of Sfira Sa'imer. So in the Matbeya Shal HaMitzvah today is to incorporate the zeichel. So we say Ayoyim Shloish Ayomim Ba'Aimer Harachamon Hu Yarzalon Hu Esavay Nesamir Shulim Kaima. That's the. Oh, but this is all if it's Taka or the Rabbana. That's what the Ram says is the Roiv HaMeforsh. But the Rambam in Perek Zayin Tmidu Musafim. The Rambam in Perek Zayin Tmidim Umusafim says Mitzvah Sasei Perek Alach Chav Beis Mitzvah Sasei Chav Beis it's Alach is really Chav Dalet Mitzvah Sasei Lisper Sheva Shabbos Tmimos and then he says Mitzvah Zu Al Kol Ishmi Yisrael Ubechol Makoim Ubechol Zman. So the Rambam clearly learns Sfira Sa'im Ubezman Hazeh Zeh Deraisa. Sog the Ram. That the Rambam learned that when a Meimar was money yoimi v'loy money shvui, and he said Zechel Mikdash, it was his shita. But since we do like Ravashi, that we're mimni yoimi u'mimni shvui, so we taka learn it's a deraisa. A Meimar learned it, it's not a deraisa, but Ravashi learned it is a deraisa. As I zog the Ran, and Mamela we machriya like Ravashi. Rav Mefarshim seemed to learn that that's not an issue. Avadat Zeichel Amigdash. Because Rashi explains it's a Pashta Zach that it's a Zeichel Amigdash. Without an Oime, where's the Svirsa Oime? Shtetach Liyema Viyachem, Leka Oime. It's a Shtokan Oime. What kind of Svirsa Oime? But the Ran learned, no. Ishkefel, there's no Oime, it's still Svirsa Oime. La halacha, we do like Ravashi. Now, Ameimar, he's the one who said Zeichel Amir. The state in Ran, in the end of Pesach. Fanin for Reb Chaim, in the notes that they bring from the Brisker Rav on Perik Abishmoel in Menachis, that it's not Stam a machloikis ba'almo if the Pasik of Miyoyim Aviyachem is Li'ikuva or it's not Li'ikuva. Avada, why should it not be Li'ikuva? That's the Tzuras HaMitzvah. Svatu Lechem Mimokas HaShabbos Miyoyim Aviyachem HaSoimer HaTnufa Tisperu Chamishim Miyoyim Vikumta Sfira Sa'oimer without an Oimer. Reb Chaim says over there, Ayes Mehoyim Machloikis all over Shas that Makrivin Avopisha Ein Bayis and you can be Makriv Kobonos even though when you don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Because Kedusha Rishayna, Kitcha L'Shaita, and Kitcha L'Asad Lavoy, the Kedushas Mikdash that we have doesn't end with the Churban. That even though there's a Churban, V'ashimoy Siyas Mikdashaychem, Afal Pi Shehen B'Shoymimim, the Kedushasan Hen Koi, the Rambam Paskins in the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, the Rambam Beis in Yichus Beis Abichira, who is the Rambam, paskins that today you chayiv chorus if you go on to the Har HaBayis. Right? The Rambam Shita is that if someone goes on to the Har HaBayis today into the Mokam HaMikdash, he's chayiv chorus if he goes up at Tumah. Rambam's in Peg Vav. Lefichoch, the Rambam paskens that you mark your korbanos b'zman hazeh, and the Rambam also likes so, and Yechayiv, if you go on to the Mikdash, Yechayiv. And the Rambam says, "Come on, Mechilul, because we makviv and Abba Shem bayis, v'oichel and vev, v'oichel and kosh and vev Abba Shem, v'lo mani yoyim and b'migdash olayim loy kish v'achavim shem shimayis yis mikdash eichem, Abba Shem shoyim and mikdash osan ein noim dim." And of them this run in a raivad that argues on the Rambam, and he says, you're not oiv a chorus b'zman hazeh. But the Rambam skips you to that you can oiv a chorus b'zman hazeh, because it's a regular mikdash. So to Chaim, the Baal, we paskin, Kedusha Rishoyna, Kitchel Shaita, Kitchel Osad Lovoy. So we paskin that we have Kedusha Samikdosh, Bizman Hazeh. So Mamela, why are you saying that it's called Ein Oimer? Why is it not called that you have an Oimer? You have the potential of being an Oimer today, it's only a technical issue. If there's no Kedusha Samikdosh, so the pshat is, without a mikdash, you're not mechuyif to bring an oimer. When there's no kedushas mikdash, it's not ramiya, the mitzvah soimer. But let's say there is a mikdash. And one year, something happens, the Yerushalayim is in a state of war, and you can't bring the oimer b'poyel. Shteit nishta, that's not called miyoyim aviyachem, a soimer at nufa. Shteit nishta, meyaviyachem, shteit miyoyim aviyachem. So as long as you have a yoyim aviyachem, so the yoyim is mechuyev in avo. So whether you do bring or you don't bring, based on your own oinus, that doesn't change the fact that your sphere is oimer. In fact, you do sphere before avo. Din is that you do sphere before avo. We're going to learn soon. Sphere is balayla, avo is bayoyim. So sphere, the teretz is, it's a technical oinus. Mashal ktsira. You could do ktsira. I right now, there's no Beis HaMikdash. It's not my business, but I'm doing tzira for an oinus. I'm an oinus. But if there's no Mikdash, and there's no Din Mikdash, so there's no Yom HaViyachem. But if you pass it, Makriv and Avo Pishem Bayis, so there is a Mikdash, and there is a Din HaViyachem, and there's a Chiyuv to bring. So in Meila, there is Oyma Bezman HaZeh Be'etzem, just the Chesor and Echitimtzim. So the name of the sphere, come toys. The Rav on the Farshim that say that there's no sphere today. The Chayyur how Reb Chaim comes out is because they paskind that there is no Mikdash b'zman hazeh and there is no Akrova b'zman hazeh, like it says in the Raiva that you're not chayiv koros b'zman hazeh. Kach nirali b'soyd Hashem liyreyav that there's no kedushas Mikdash today. Ober the Rambam holds that there is Mikdash b'zman hazeh. We don't have the bias, but we have the Kedusha. So the Meila, he holds the sphere of the Raisa, and he holds his no sphere of the Raisa. So he will give Shuto, he always gives him the Reb Chaim, Atab Gelar, and Shita Sarab. Say a Geis Achid, no, so, yeah, L'chayra, the way the Rambam learns is that Amei Malashitosai went, that is no bias with Manazer, and Mele, he said, Zechel Amigdash, but Ravashi was Lahalacha, that there is a Migdash, that wouldn't be Shver, the biggest Shverkite is, how did the Rav Mefarshim learn? Do the Rav Mefarshim Achriya, not like the Rambam in the Din, of Gdusha Rishayna Kitcha Lassad Lavoi, that's a big Chiddish, that the Rav Mefarshim would hold that today there's no Kedushas Mikdash because Kipshuta, we don't know that that's the Shitas Rav Avashim. Most Sugis that bring Makriv and Avopish seem to bring the Halacha Makriv and Shein Shein Bayis. Gans the Sugis that hold Kedusha Vishayna Kitchel Lashayt and the Kitchel Lassad Lovon. Basically, that's where I'm going to a little bit Shtelzach. What's shot with this Reb Chaim? He took care of the Rambam and he read the Rambam in the Sugis. But he didn't take care of the Rav Mefarshim. Where did the Rav Mefarshim disagree? Nishmistaver that Reb Chaim held that the Rav Mefarshim paskin like the Raiva that there's no Kedushas Mikdash b'zman hazeh, but it was brought down from the Chaim, he didn't seem to address that part. He only went to be Mazbe, Kipshutei HaRamam learned the Meimar and Ravashi. And Kipshutei HaMeimar goes, Loi Kitchel Osed Lava, and Ravashi holds Kitchel Osed Lava. It's the Zachas Hazeh. The Din Makriv in Avot Rishayim Bayis, although there's no such a Reb Chaim, and there's maybe no such a Biskerov, but it seems to be quite clear from Shtarka Makoiris, and I think the Kilis Yankiv in Zvachim, as a shtickle, he learns it up in the Rambam Shita himself, in the Rambam Shita, that there's more to this din of Makriv in Shein Bor Bayis than we think. We're eingewendt that Makriv in Avobi Shein Bayis means you're missing the technicality, you're missing the bayis, you're missing the Mizbeach, you're missing what we bowed as a din Kedusha. So the SMB is so you know you have to be marking the carbon today. Really, the bald we hold Gdusha is showing the kitchen, the shite of the kitchen, I said, love, we were machu, you have to bring a carbon Pesach, but we were on Usa. We couldn't bring it. Even if there's a din tumah hutra b'tzibur, so we're scared of the goyim, or we don't know exactly the midas hamizbeach, we don't know which makam is the right makam. Usa given tumul arise over the history to a gedolim, grosser gedolim that made a big tumul about going to be makam v'kom pesach. There was a big yid, a leva ivri, a tremendous goyim. I think a talmud of some sofer lived near Yerushalayim. He made a tremendous tumul to go be makriv the korban pesach. Maybe it was a problem to be Mizgora, but Umayis, it would have made Shvichas Domen for Eden. But the concept of is that, why not? Of a Sivaitrin Poshet. Finding the Kama Gemoris about Makiv and Avo Pishayim Bayis, in the end of Zvachim, in Ashoichet Vamayla, Legabrichi of Shutei Chutz. So Ashoichet Vamayla, Bechutz Bezman Azeh, is if you hold Kedusha Rishoyin, a Kitzel Shait of a Kitzel Asim Lavoi. So the din is, it's called, with Shein Chumish, Ish Ish, Asheyale, Oiloy Zavach, Vel Pesach, Oil Moyed, Loy Evioi. So do you have today such a thing? Vel Pesach, Oil Moyed, Loy Evioi. The Gemara Dashan, whatever is miskabel with name, Chayavin Olav Bachutz. Loy miskabel with name, Echayavin Olav Bachutz. So what about today? Are you chayiv for shutei chutz today? Are you chayiv for malo bachutz today? Is the Rambam paskins in the end of Hilchas Maisa Akobonos that you are? Mi sheshochat kotshim bizman hazeh od vehel chutz la'azor chayiv v'mi sheroyu l'koruv b'fnim. Because mutar lahakriv avo b'shem bayis. I had the lashon. Shai mutar lahakriv avo b'shem bayis. Shenema shekdusha b'shoina kitzel l'shaita v'kitzel osed lava k'moy shviyarn. Therefore, it's called Pesach Oil Moyed Lo Evioi. Because we have the ability to bring a carbon today to the Beis HaMikdash. In Hilchas Yisurei Mizbeach, steht der Rambam in Perek Aleph Hilchas Yisurei Mizbeach, Amatil Mum B'Kotchen. If a person makes a Mum in Kotchen, is the din is, it's an Azora, you learn out from the Pasuk, Kol Mum Lo Yiyeh Boi, Shizu Azora Shalo Yitein Boi Mum. Zog the Rambam, Ve'ein Eloike, Elo Bezman Shebeis Amigdush Kayom. Shareo Roi Le Korbin, it was Roi Le Korbin, Uposlo, you learn it out from a Pasuk. The Tomim Yiel Rotzayin, Kolmum Lo Yiyeh Boi. Because man, that it's Tomim Yiel Rotzayin, Tomim Yiel Rotzayin, then there's a Kolmum Lo Yiyeh Boi. So remember, today you don't have Tomim Yiel Rotzayin. There's no Beis Hamikdash. How could you have Tomim Yiel Rotzayin? You don't have a bias. You don't have Tomim Yiel Rotzayin. Shtotzach L'Chayat Stira. Here it says that for the Chiyah Shchut Eichutz, the fact that you don't have a bias. But Svibald is a din makriven shei avol b'shem bayis. Because the Kedusha Rishayin HaKitchel Osed Lavoi. So Memelet is an Isser of Shoichet Amalo Bachutz. And here the Gabi making a mum b'zman hazeh, the Rambam Paskin Zayin Eloike, because there's no Tomim Yilei Rotzin today. Because there's no Beis HaMikdash. Is the... And I remember the Kilis Yankiv says in Zvachim, I don't know if he's mitzayin this, but the Welt is mitzayin. A Sefer Achinuch Mitzvah Tov Mem, that the Sefer Achinuch in Mitzvah Tov Mem says that there's a mitzvah bizman hazeh called lahakriv kol hakabonis mebeis abchiris v'loy bechutz. On the din of shutei chutz, there's a lav and an essay. There's a din of kiyim b'mokem asher yivchar Hashem shom tale, and there's a pasuk ishom lecha pen tale. So the chinuch learns that there's a mitzvah bizman hazeh to do the mitzvah of shom tale, but then he puts in a qualifier. He says, "The noyeges mitzvah zu bechol makom ubechol zman, all the time." Oh, but the erzeloima zok the heilige chinuch. Shoiver al zeh, even bezman hazeh, a person goes ahead and today brings a korban bachutz. Not only is over alive, he's also over an asay. Oh, but ena kavona loima sheyie oleinu chiyuv lahakrif korban bebeis hamikdash achshav shehu korei. Don't think that there's a chiyuv today to bring a korban. There's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no carbon. You're able to bring a carbon without a Beis HaMikdash. Not creed enough of Isha Ein Bayis. But the Choyvas HaKorbonos only exists Bizman Shem Beis HaMikdash Kayim when there's a Bayis. When there's no Kayim Beis HaMikdash, is a Machloikis. Even though Gdusha, there's no ability to bring a carbon. If there's Gdusha, you're able to bring a carbon, but you're not obligated to bring a carbon. And Memela, Zok the Stiple, Zok the Kilis Yankiv, Binegeye Shchutei Chutz, the criteria for Chiyu Shchutei Chutz is, if it had the potential to come b'fnim, Ve'al Pesach o'il Moyed lo'iviyo. In other words, you had a carbon in your hands. You went outside. Instead of going inside, you were able to go inside. You have the ability to go inside. You're chayiv by doing it outside. By a mum, the idea of a mum is to prevent the carbon from the mizbeach. It's not stame issa to be matal mum. But the lav, to be chayiv on the lav, you need tomim yelaratzen. Don't stare the tomim from its ratzen. That's not enough that it has the potential to come to the mikdash. It has to have the din mitzvah to come to the mikdash. It's mechuyif to come to the mikdash. Aber bezman hazeh, even if there's a gdushas mikdash, but there's no actual mikdash, so we don't call it tamim yelaratzim. We don't call it tamim yelaratzim. We don't call it kolmum lo yiyabu. Hazeh learned that. But I heard this from my father, Zechroinu Levracha, on Givisa places, that this is a yesoid muset, that even if Gdusha Rishoyin the kitchel l'shaita v'kitchel l'asad lavoi, it's only a chiyuv, and it's only a reshus. You could bring a carbon avol b'shem bayis, makriv in avol b'shem bayis, but there's no choyvas carbonus without a bayis. And the Chalamol HaFilu Gehet HaZeh, the one who showed me the first time this chinuch was Rav Gifta Zatzal. Das ist angenommen, als Makrim in Avo Bishem Bayis ist ein Reschuss, aber nicht ein Chöyver. No Chöyver to bring a Korben bis Manas. There is no Chiyuf Korben without a Bayis. So Raman begins Hilchus Beis Abchira. Mitzvah Sasei, Rivnois Beis Abchira, Sheyie Bayis Muchin Lahakir Shama Korbonis. Korbonis need a Bayis. Korbonis is with a Bayis. No, we can Makrim sein in the Mokim because it's Gedusha. But there's no Chiyuf Korbonis. In Cain, so the Gabi, this Shaila of the Rav HaMefarshim with the Rambam, there's a Mokum Lodun that Efshe both could hold Kitchel Asad Lava. And both could hold that it's possible to bring a Korban today, a Oimer. But the question is, there's no Chiyuv of Oimer Bezman Hazeh. There's no Chayvas Oimer. Because when there's no Mikdash, there's no Chayvas Korban. You could bring a Noime because today is Pesach, and the Mokim is Kaddish, and the Torah ever never passed Oime Bizman Hazeh. There's never a Pasuk that says Oime stopped existing. So you have the potential of bringing a Noime. Today is Mokas HaShabbos, and the place is Kaddish Mikdushas Mikdash, and what you're bringing is a Kosher Oime. Zaygizun, bring it. Oh, but Kena Hezdin is to bring it. Nobody's telling you to bring it. So the Chiyuv Oimer does not exist, Bizman Hazeh. But the ability to be makniv a noimer does exist b'zman hazeh. The Rambam went basa the din makriven avo b'shem bayis that we bald is a hechitimtza of akrovas oimer b'zman hazeh. Bringt men an oimer. Und zählt uns für mit der Reis. Und die Scharmeforschung say, nein, that the fact that you're able to bring a Neumer is not enough to stell a weg a sphere mit der Reis. But you have to have a chuyva to bring a Neumer to make a sphere mit der Reis. And in Mele, they could both hold Makriv and Avap Yishayim Bayis, and they have a Machloikis. What's the din? Darf man doch aber verstehen, and what would be tolish such a Machloikis? Why would the Rambam tight Shmiyoyim Aviyachem a yoin that has the kviyus man of Aviyachem, but it doesn't have the choyr of Aviyachem? And the Rebbe Mefarshim old name, it can't happen the kviyus man from Aviyachem. A yoin Aviyachem meant when sedo avo is do sphere. Na'avadin lo yitzuya. There's an oinus misrami. One year, there was a Mulchama in Yerushalayim, and you couldn't bring the Yoyme, Avad, it'll be Sphira. Obe, not an Oymes. If you're potter from Oyme, it's not Ramya and Klal Yisrael, the Choyvas Oyme. Chmanish Mechoyim to bring in an Oyme. Chman potter from Oyme, stop the Chiyuv Oyme. Is Bizman She'ein Oyme from Vanadol Zayn Sphira. Where's the machloikis? In what state is that machloikis? Is that sechmir that there's another machloikis here? How to learn two lines of Gemara in Mesechtes Menachos. And I think that's more of a machloikis also the Rambam and Rashi. The Gemara over there in Afsamach Vav started that maybe you should do everything Balayla. You should do everything by Yoim. Yochoil. Yochoil yiktzor v'yispor v'yovi by Yoim. How come you do sphere by night? Why don't we start sphere in the morning when that was the zman to bring the Yoim? Enter the Gemara famous cloud. Sheva Shabbosois Tmimois Tiena. Eimosa Atomoitsi. Sheva Shabbosois Tmimois. Bizman Shatomaschil Limonois Be'erev. The only way it's going to be Sheva Shabbosois Tmimois is if you're going to count at night. Then the whole day is incorporated in the sphere. But if I'm telling you to start counting from Alois HaShachars, then you're being soifer daylights, and not being soifer me'is la'esen. So me'mele the din sphira has to be mi'ba erev, and not mi'ba yoim. Because a sphira mi'ba yoim is not being soifer the entire me'is la'es. And in order to be called that you're being soifer the entire me'is la'es, is that you have to count the entire day. Yeah, as they state in Gemara. Zot Rashi. Imi Yoyim Aviyachem. If you would have been learning from Yoyim Aviyachem, Vibald, we learn Shloishton Hugvu Ukechot. It's one Krius. For Sphira, for Ktsira, and for Ava, Yochel, that it's all me by Yoyim. And to the Gemara, Ktsira, the Sphira by Laila. You can't do Ktsira before Sphira. And Sphira has to be Balaila. It's already the yoim in which it's going to be aviyachem, so it's called yoim aviyachem. State in the tzon kadoshim on the side of the Gemara, the ayoim hoylech achar alayla. Because the night goes after the day. So a melu by night of Leil Tezayin, it's already Yoyim Aviyachem. Now we all know, for Kotshim, the day doesn't begin at night. All tomorrow's Kotshim begin tomorrow morning. Yom Tzavoisa. The Laila in Kachem usually goes back to the day before. A Laila Hoylech Achar HaYoyim. But a din of Yoyim Hoylech Achar HaLaila Legabi Rechi of Kachem to say that it's Mechus Hazman. It's like, that's a sugya of Eim Mechus Hazman Leboi BaYoyim. Laila Legdusha, Yoyim LaHatzor. Over here to say that the Yoyim began already for Sfira with the din of Laila Hoylech Achar HaYoyim, Yoyim Hoylech Achar HaLaila, is if Sagval de Kechidish. Nor will Tich Gitzacht, that it's not the Kviyuz man of Kotchen. When it's Hukvad is man Oymer, that's when Sfira becomes. Nor what's making the Mitzvah Sfira is the Torah described the day. Sefaran and Atog in the Yor, that he's the Yoim Hanef. That's the Yoim in which the Korban comes. And that day, there's a Chiyuv Sfira. Memela, when does that day begin? When does the day in which the Oymer comes begin? That, not when is this Zman Oymer begin. That was the Kasha. The Kasha held that it was a Kviyuv Zman for Oymer, and it's one Kviyuv Zman for Sfira, and one Kviyuv Zman for Ktira. It should begin in the morning, Baloi Sashacha. So the Gemara Tmimos Tiyana, you can't learn like that, because then it won't be Tmimos. So now you're stepping back and you're learning different. That is a Yoim for Sfira. Which is the Yoim for Sfira? Yoim Aviyachem. The Yoim in which you bring the Yoimah. When is that day in which you bring the Yoimah actually begin? Zok Tzoy Kadoshim, Alayla Hoylechacha, Ayoim Hoylechacha Alayla. Like any day, when does it begin? When does Yom Tov begin? When does Shabbos begin? When does any day begin? Vayi Erev Vayi Boikeh. But often, that in the Havamina, before the Gemara's Teretz of Tmimois, the Kviyuzman for Sfira is the Kotshim Dika Sfira Kviyuzman. The Zman for Korbin, when it's called the Zman for Korbin, is called the Zman for Sfira. In the Maskana, no. Not when it's called the Zman for Korbin, it's called the Zman for Sfira. The Baldishtay Tmimois Tiyena, it's only a description of a date. Which day do you start counting? The day in which you start counting is the day in which the Oymer comes. Because Sfira is on the day in which the Oymer comes. Not Sfira is from the Eis Aviyachem, nor Mi Yoim Aviyachem. And the Shem Yoim Aviyachem begins like any other Yoim, begins by night. That's Rashi. The Tzoy Kedoshim is Moisif in the Avona of the Rashi. Lefi Zeh, then it makes a lot of sense that about today there's no din aviyachem, so there's no such a thing as a yoim aviyachem, because there's no aviyachem anymore. Today there's no chayvus aviyachem, and there's no chiyuv to bring, and there's no mitzvah to bring. So there's no yoim that has on zich Hashem that's the yoim in which the yoimer comes. The main of the rov of the farshim hold avada this kitchelos and lovoi. Aber man bringt nicht gekommen, man darf nicht bringen gekommen. Einer will, hat er gebracht, aber es ist statt dem Dinn zu bringen. So there's no yoin with description of yoin aviyachem bizman hazeh. And we bow with no yoin with a description of aviyachem bizman hazeh, ein oime bizman hazeh, only zeichel amigdash. Es kann sein, as in Rambam steht anders. And that's why the Rambam Lushitosoi goes with the Chaim's word. In Rambam, when he brings down this word of Tmimois, he says in such a modern lashon, Umitchilas ayoim moinim. You start counting from the Umitchilas ayoim, from the beginning of the day. Umitchilas ayoim. Not ubitchilas ayoim, umitchilas ayoim moin. In other words, you have to pre-count the day. Umitchilas ayoim moinim. That's tmimos. You got to get the whole day into the sphere. Lefichach moine balaylo milel shisha asa benisim. Where's the dogma to this that Tosfos brings down l'didah that you count at night? He brings Baal Halachas Gedoilas that you should count Bein Hashmoshes, you should count early. Why? Va'oidoimer. Da'afilu ba'yoyim somuch l'chasheifa odif mishum t'mimis. Kedamin aleil. He says the real t'mimis is if you count a minute before the night starts. Because we paskin, the whole yoyim has to be upgezelt. You need sphere of alayla, you need the whole layla, miyoyim aviyachem. So b'manashach, if you want t'mimis, you need 24 hours. So you have to start a second before Shkia. Because a second before Shkia, you're going to have to miss. There's a state in Baha. But that's only one sheet that we don't pass like that sheet. We'll use it as a sniff to make a svek sveker, but we don't pass like the Baha. But the Rambam, he paskins like the Baha. And I'll explain you what I mean. The Rambam holds that the Gemara never changes mind. The Gemara still holds that the kviyuz man for Sfiras HaOmer is the kviyuz man of Korban Omer. He's not making the diuk be'esa v'yachem miyoyma v'yachem like Rashi makes. Esa v'yachem, yoyma v'yachem, so there's Elba Maisa. That means Alois HaShachar, that's when yoyma v'yachem is, that's when esa v'yachem is, and that has to be counted. That has to be ogetzeled. Now when do you do that? Do you count it within the time? Or you count it pre-count to the time? So the Rambam, you do it like the Bahag. You count before. No, not like the Bahag. That the 24 hours have to be in the count. So you have to count the moment before the 24. The Rambam Shita is only the daylight has to be in the count. Because only the daylight is the Zman of Omer, is the Yom of Omer. No, the Rambam learns about the state of Chumash Tmimos, learning that the Torah set aside night for counting and for day for being counted. Yoim lahava the laila l'sfira. You use the night to count and in the day, and that's what it means. Metchilosoy shel yoim usoifer. You have to count before the day begins. Lefichok, the time that was niskabel for sfira soimer is the night, and that's a different cook in Tmimos. Oibazoi. The Rambam never has such a day called Yoim Aviyachem Esoimer Atmufa that the Torah set aside that day for counting Sfira. The Rambam learns that when the Torah was Koiveya's man for Oimer, the Torah was in the same time Koiveya's man for Sfira Soimer. Oimer and Sfira Soimer, Kol's man, there's Oimer, there's Sfira Soimer, it's one's man. It's not a separate Zah. Oiba Zoi, the measurement doesn't measure itself with the mitzvah soimer. It's measured with the kviyuz man of oimer. And that you have to be moider, that the kviyuz man of oimer still exists. V'horaya, if people are going to get together today and bring a oimer, will it be a oimer or it won't be a oimer? It will be a oimer. I wear this man. The Teretz is, Vibal, the bias is still Kaddish, the Kedusha Samigdash Loi Batla, and the Zedin of Makrivin Ein Bias, even Kabban is Tzibur, you can Makrivin Alpha Pisha Ein Bias. And we don't Kabban is Tzibur, Makrivin Alpha Pisha Ein Bias, so obviously this man still has the Zgula of Yoyim Aviyachem. So the Meila, so the Rambam, I don't care that there's no mitzvah today to bring an Oymer. Oh, but the kviyuz man of the Omer exists. Chum tois ha-meyeh dekechilik. Tois Rashi's derech, that is a news man for Sfira called Yoyim Aviyachem, a day that's Yoyim Aviyachem, that begins at night, and it is the day set aside for Omer. So the Rishonim held that day doesn't exist anymore. Because even though there's a kviyuz man of Omer, but there's no day to bring an Omer, because there's no mitzvah to bring an Omer, there's no chayvah to bring an Omer, there's only a heter to bring an Omer. But the Rambam didn't learn there was a new day set aside for Omer. That original kviyuz man of Kachin that the Torah set aside for bringing an Omer, that is this man of Sfira. And Vibald Makriv and Ava Pishayim Bayis, that day still exists. And if that day still exists, just like Avasa Omer would still exist, Sfira would still exist. Nobody ever took away the Din Sfira. Nobody patted you from Sfira. Kachim, they patted you from bringing a carbon without a bias. But nobody told you Sfira doesn't exist. If nobody told you Sfira doesn't exist, so the Din Sfira Bismanasa. So I wanted to say that Reb Chaim learns Pshat in the Gemara. that Ravashi holds Makrivin, Ravashi holds Kitchel Asad Lovay, and Ameima holds Loy Kitchel Asad Lovay. But the Rav of Mefarshim held, the whole Shaila doesn't depend on Kitchel Asad Lovay and Loy Kitchel Asad Lovay. Because even if Kitchel Asad Lovay, there's no Chayvas Kabanis and there's no Nihu Kabanis, Bezman Azek Lalucha. Just want to link to Minyan Zeh, a little Dvar Agoda. The Rav of Mefarshim, that learned it to the Rabbanon, so the Ram in Arvi Psochim, Vamish in the very end of Arvi Psochim, brings a famous Chazal, he says, that proves that there's another kind of Sphira. There's a Sphira not based on Oima. Avad is not a Deraisa, but it's like an Inyonim Dikazach, a Medrash Agoda kind of Sphira. And that's the famous Sphira, the Hachana for Kabbalah Satira. The sphere of Achon for Kabbalah Sator. This state in the Ran, in the end of Psochim. Medish, I think he says, a Medish Agod, a Medish Yelamdein, in 1 second. Here it is. Uba Hagoda. Not Agoda Shal Pesach. Hagoda means Chazal. Gam Kein Omru. Beshar Shomel and Moshe. Beitziyachem in Mitzrayim tavdun es olikim ala hor hazeh omelo Yisrael Moshe Rabbeinu heim esay avoydu zu omelo heim lesoif chamishim yoyim vohoyu moinim kol echad veechad laatzmoy. They got so excited that everybody started counting. Mikan kovu chachomim lesfira sa'oymer kloymer bezman hazeh she'enonu mevim korbin velo yoymer elo mechashvim nun yoyim L'simcha satoira, for the simcha of Torah. They were counting for the simcha satoira. K'moi shemonu Yisrael ba'oisei zman v'zeh vaday derech medrishu de'ikad emilse zecha l'migdash k'dom ha'meima. And made a medrish. Very interesting thing. In Shulchan Aruch v'ed gebracht that by the Seder it's a mitzvah to be meirich after the Seder be Hilchas HaPesach and the Besipu Yetzias Mitzrayim atcha tachtefenu shina till poshet you get drowsy that you can't shake off sleep anymore. And the Mekor is from a Tesefta that the Maisa of Rabbi Gamliel of Rabbi Shua shall be sugen the B'nei Barak. For you misapir b'tzias Mitzrayim koloisa alayla, the Tosefta doesn't say or you misapir b'tzias Mitzrayim or you asukim behilchas apesa. And you see that's where the father ends is the ben achocha. The chacham asks him mo'edus v'achukim v'mishpatim v'shesiv Hashem l'keinu escha. Ve'af atoy morloi kehilchas apesach ein maftir nacha apesach afikoyim. Tell him the halachas of Pesach till the last halacha of Afikoyim. It was a strange thing. What does that have to do with the basic mitzvah salayla of Igadat alubincha bavuza shasabli betesim in Mitzrayim? Or Zohar, the Rambam begins, Zohar is hayoyim azeh sheyetzosim eretz Mitzrayim. Where's this going to the etzim din of pesumei nisa of the laila? The din pesumei nisa of the laila is to tell us the gvaldik and the floyus and the gvuris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he took us out from Mitzrayim. Ani Hashem, ani lo yamalach, ani lo shliach. Ovevati b'layla hazeh, with all the gvaldik and the yod chazaka, b'zroi and the tuya, and the makis, and all the cheshboinus of the makis. Mitamol, you speak and learning. Spend the night talking and learning. Like a modern Zach. We look at it strange. Tonight you're supposed to be involved in appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's miracles. Instead, we handle the learning, mizok Torah, mizok Tzvaris, we let Alochis, vi do Sipu Yitzis Mitzrayim. How's that Sipu Yitzis Mitzrayim? But you can't get away from that. You can't get away from that. It's a Tosefta. It's in the Agoda. And more than that, it's the Shulchan Aruch even brings it. The Shulchan Aruch brings such an halacha. But the Teretz says, this Medrash tells it to you. the Yetzias Mitzvah Zelecha Oyski Anoichi the Oitziachem Tavdunas Elokim Elohorazeh. That Mitzrayim is the Yetzias Mitzrayim. We have to understand. After all the Tumen, after all the Kuf Yud Shon, and all the Golus and everything, Klal Yisrael went in Mitzrayim, Goy Mikerev Goy and Kura Barzel. But the one thing, the one Zach that they were looking forward to, is for Tavdunas Elokim Elohorazeh. That's the only Indian meaningful in Yetzias Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael didn't want to get out of Mitzrayim to have an easier life. Klal Yisrael did not want to get out of Mitzrayim for relaxation. Klal Yisrael went out from Mitzrayim for one thing, for Tavdunas Elokim Elohorazeh. But Tavdunas Elokim Elohorazeh, das is Olam Hazeh, das is Olam Haba, das is Alz, das is Etzem HaChayim, so Nishtokin Ander, there is no other Chayim. That is Chayim. That's key. Ubadovra Hazeh Tarichu Yomim, that is the Etzem HaChayim. Chayim is Tavdunas Elokim Elohorazeh. Torah, oil Torah, Kabbalah Sat Torah, that is Chayim. When you have that, you will have quality of life in its deepest meaning. When you don't have that, you don't have anything. It's pust. It's empty. It's dovereik. Dovereik. And it goes in so many different madrigas. A day of learning is a happy day. A day without learning is an empty day. A person that's kavua in learning is in a zone of contentment, in a zone where he could go through life and all that life has to offer. A person that's not kavua in learning is constantly floundering with all the shverikaiten of life. And das is psukim in chumish. The Agada says that you tell the Ben HaChacham, Ein machtir v'nachat pesach afikoyim. And the chumish says, in Parshas Vayeschanan, that you tell the Ben HaChacham a whole megillah. Avodim ayinu, v'yachazokov, v'zvayinetuyo, uva'oysos uvimoysim, and v'yivyeinu ala oretz azois, v'yitem lonu v'sa oretz azois, and he gave us v'yivyeinu mokom hazeh, and he gave us v'yitem lonu v'skol achukim v'sa v'shpotim o'eile, l'toyiv lonu kol ayomim. He gave us all this chukim in the mishpotim shabit, l'toyiv lonu kol ayomim. He gave us a recipe for l'toiv lanu kol hayamim ul'chayoseinu kayoyim hazeh, and to give us a meaning to our lives. Then he says, "Utzdaka tiyalon." We'll also get schar. That's a bonus. Schar is a bonus, but it's gelept. It's gelept. Oy basoy. We're living in a late generation. A lot of you kemah didn't have the schus to see gedolim from a fiyadika generation. But those of us who saw gedolim from a fiyadika generation, and those of you whose parents saw gedolim from a fiyadika generation, or you have people who knew gedolim from a different generation, that whole metzias of hooked into Dalit Amas Shal Alocha. People that are, that's where they are. It's the legends about these people. But we saw such people. That being hooked into the Dalit Amas Shal Alocha, being into the Dalit Amas Shal Alocha, living in the Dalit Amas Shal Alocha, is such a content, such a ruyik, is such a geshmak, a place to be. The problems are different, issues are different, the Yetzirah becomes different, the mundane issues of life become different, because you're hooked into a mokar asimcha, into the etzem mokar asimcha. And by Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's what they were craving. They were craving life. Here, Beregoyim, Avatichim is given plenty, Kishuim is given plenty, Dogo was plenty. So given, what's it called, the new fish was as the raw fish. Sushi doesn't given of every corner. When we talk about Gemont, in Baloyska, Zochanu is a sushi, Ashachalnu mit Mitzrayim, Chinom. So given, Altus Reveal. In concerts is given, and also given. But Besimcha Satoira, Tavdunus elokim alahor hazeh. Tavdunus elokim alahor hazeh. The simchas atoim, they started counting. Oim la'eim asai. It took us out of Mitzrayim. Good, the patch stopped, the cleft stopped. But where's life? Hamishim yoim. You gotta wait hamishim yoim. But hamishim yoim, you'll see what it's really all about. This is only Agdama. But in hamishim yoim, you'll really see what Yetzias Mitzrayim is all about. If a person zoiche that he has already a child, that's what chimas ben achacha, the child already is beginning to ask kashis and sugis. Ma eidos v'achukim v'amishpatim. He knows the chilek from eidos to chukim to mishpatim. He knows. Harishtala veka kasha sheilas chacham chatzi tshuva. You want to really give him Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim? You don't spend the Ikel Laila Bariches Gedoyla on every knach of every pella that Hashem did in Mitzrayim. Spend as much time telling him an Oymek Asvara. Tell him a Chakirin a Seba, the Briskerovin a Seba, the Briskerovin Dalit Koises, the Reb Chaim in Tashbisu, the Reb Chaim in Taruvis. Then you tell him in the Oysek Lishma, what's called Matzah Lishma, what's called Ushmata Mesamatzis. Any shtickle Torah that there is in Pesach, go through the Disagod, the Yena God, the Mita Oymek. There's no better Yetzias Mitzrayim. So when you're ma'irich in Hilchas HaPesach, it's not you're talking and learning. Not you're only being mekayim v'dibarta bom. Not you're being mekayim shoylem v'doshim b'Hilchas HaChag. You're showing a physical example of the ultimate level of chayrus to which Eden could be zoicha. Even in Golos, even in Achris HaYomim, even in a generation molinus yoinus. But those vinkalach, those islands where people are able to sit and learn Torah, the base of the midrashes and the knesias, dotnes gelept, kibadova azet tarichun yomim, that's arichus yomim vishonim, that's gelept, that's etzam achayim, that's quality of life. God is sword is ben azmanim. It's a beautiful story. I just don't remember the whole agdama to the story, but some fellow, perhaps a taxi driver or something, one guy fell in one of these chevre in Eretz Yisrael that was like a big friar guy, big shot, and it's one of his friends once schlepped him into some kind of a mesiba in Yerushalayim. And he got fachepet with one of these machzirim b'tshuva people. And he started out as a wise guy, me you'll never get. And the guy says, I don't want to talk to you. You talk like a man, so I'll talk to you. So, 2, 3, 4 times the guy kept on coming back like a wise guy. And this guy pushed him off, and you'll talk like a man, then I'll talk to you. Finally, the guy broke. And he came over back. No, he says, listen to me, I have no time to talk to you. You're not in the mood to hear. Let's make an appointment. Just find a day that you can take off from your business, from your zachen. Give me an afternoon. Come pick me up with your car, and I'll spend with you an afternoon, and then we'll talk. Finally, the guy was very intrigued. He wanted to see how it is. He took off his afternoon, came to pick up this outreach person. Well, where are we going? He told him, drive here, there. He took him to Nebuch, to a friar nursing home. Took him to Friday nursing home lunch hour. He brings him to the desk. He tells the lady by the desk, I brought you this guy. He wants to volunteer now for an hour to be with the old people for lunch. He'll help out the old people. The verstehst du allein, Friday mentioned, was haben garnished, complaining and krechzing. The last time his daughter was here was Mother's Day. The last time his son was there was 2 years ago, Father's Day. And it's Achmana Litzlan, and they're complaining, and they don't get along with each other. This roommate complains about his roommate. This one keeps the television too high and television too low. And the nursing care is, and the food is disgusting. And say, gefährlich, and say, you understand? And he tries, and he tries, and he comes out to his koch and says, the first thing, what'd you bring me here for? Of the second of all, wow, what's going on? It's people, what kind of children do they have? What kind of mansion are they? It's gefährlich. Okay, next, we were going. Another thing, he schleps him into Meir Sh'orim, into one steeple, what's on top and on top, in some dilapidated building, a koilel for elder citizens. He brings him to a koilel for tea hour. He brought him in, it was 4 o'clock, to a koilel of elderly citizens. Comes in, the place is rocking. There's a younger manchikel saying a shir, and the old, elderly citizens, Yerushalmis, are sitting around the tables. The younger man has a kasha, and these alter Eden that know stuff from their young years, they slog them up, they fegahin is kochzach. And the such a ruach of simcha, the kids are, then it's tea time. So a few elderly Eden, this canvas and canning game, they walk over, they're like, could we give you a tea? You're doing a nice guy, what are you doing here? Well, yeah, it's nice to have you. Want to, could I give you a piece of a cookie, mit a bissel tea, mit a bissel this? He was ice mensch. Shteitzach, he walked out of there, says, I'm registering in a yeshiva. But the picture, right, on the most simple, primitive, elementary level. This is Maisa B'chol Yom. I don't know if in Monsi they have it, but by us, because there's Bach Hashem, no Fayyidin here. But by us, there's places where they take busloads of people, elderly citizens, every day to Atlantic City. Have to look at the pachar on their faces. Every day they march them up like cattle. And they fill up coach buses. And they take 4 or 5 coach buses at a time all the way down to Atlantic City, all the way back up to Atlantic City. They probably eat a feta lunch in Atlantic City. They let them play around with the machines up Issel. Nachatelgit, they killed another day in the calendar. When we get that cook of Ayid, Zikne told me the Chachamim, Eden was itzim by the Dalar Amish Allah. That's on the most simple, superficial level, Shaykh. Oh, but by uns, I'm a zoichet za teure. Ashrein um a teuchel keim. Um a loim goy alein. Um a yofi Yerusha sein. Und as me zoichet, as me kem weisen dem Herr Gosche von Cheirus, durch den Tavdunis und Kim a yoyim azeh, durch den Messikis, kimoi, wie steht doch, dvash vechol of tachas lishoincha, um me suke mit dvash vneufes zufim. Ich stocken gresse Situitius mit zwei. To be zoiche, in the Yemei HaSfira, to be niskarev, to a deeper understanding and a deeper appreciation of what it means, Baruch Alekeinu, Shivdilonu Min HaToyim, V'nosa Lonu Toyras Emes, V'chaye Oilom Nota B'Secheinu.